The cows and pigs were busy with their supper. They began running again over the way Francesca had entered the plantation, along a wagon track beside a cane field. They were halfway to the riverbank trail when a rapid clanging of the plantation bell began. Startled, Francesca said, "What's that?"
"That's the alarm for a runaway's on the loose. It means they've missed me and know I'm running."
"Well, let's run."
Running, Emily said,
"It's best to run clever, not just run. I'll follow you for now, and then when I pass you, you follow me."
They made the turn onto the riverbank trail. 300 feet or so on, they heard the horses and dogs. Emily shouted,
"They've got our trail! Follow me!"
She led into the woods, making a trail for the dogs under the trees with the lowest branches possible, while zigzagging parallel to the wagon track. Francesca felt herself tiring and slowing. She was gasping for breath. She smiled as she thought,
"Oh, Lamb sure is motivated tonight. I remember she couldn't keep up with me when we were children running through the streets of Treme."
Then Francesca heard the horses crashing through the woods after the baying hounds and men cursing the tree branches. The first quarter moon was rising over the trees. She split off to look for her marker and saw it in the distance. The sound of the dogs was closer and closing.
"Em, turn to the trail!"
They ran past the marker, and Francesca said,
"Follow me!"
They went into the narrow wood between the trail and the river. Francesca could hear the Atlantic steam engine. She also heard the dogs closing on Emily. She stopped, pointed, and said,
"Em, the boat is just there. Get on board!"
Francesca pushed her shoulder against a tree, aimed her revolver with both hands, fired, and brought down the lead dog. That stopped the charge of the dogs. In the distance, she heard a voice say,
"Oh, that's a gun! Slow down, boys! Don't get yourself bushwhacked!"
Francesca ran again and found Emily at the water's edge, waiting for the gangplank. The dogs regrouped and followed a new leader through the trees. Francesca did not have anything to lean against and steady her aim. She felt it foolhardy, but she put her left knee on the ground and used her right knee, elbow, and hand to support her shooting hand. She knew she had less than 3 seconds. Francesca saw the large bloodhound's coat glisten in the light of the quarter moon. She aimed and fired at the white teeth flashing like flickering candlelight. The dog yelped and went down.